I should start by saying I was a pension fund manager for many, many years. So I was one of the investors in this space. So I probably do know rather a lot of historical facts about pensions, but of course it is a very fast-changing area, and no more so, as you said in your introductory remarks, than at the moment. And what I'm hoping in talking about auto enrolment today is to get across the message that this is a reform that I think is here to stay, because it's a reform that has cross-party support. It's something that came out of the Turn Review and has been very much taken with cross-party support, and of course led very much by the Lib Dem Pensions Minister, who at a conference where you'll no doubt hear lots of snide remarks from Conservatives about Liberal Democrats, is an exception to that rule. I think he's an absolutely terrific Pensions Minister, and I hope he continues in that role, because he's really been very visionary. So auto-enrolment is here to stay, and very importantly, it's now going to complement the reform to the basic state pension. And that's absolutely crucial. When we looked at auto-enrolment in the context of the select committee that I used to be on, it was clear that this could have been the greatest mis-selling in world history if we hadn't changed the basic state pension. The basic state pension needed to change because with the means-tested element that existed, it used to be the case that you could have been worse off auto-enrolling because you would lose your means-tested top-up. So this has got to be seen in conjunction with the reform to the basic state pension. So that's your first tier. And it looks as though when that starts, and it's going to start before auto-enrolment's completely rolled out, it will be an annual pension of about £7,300 a year as your basic building block. And it will mean, for the first time, that someone, even someone on low pay, will know that every pound that they save will increase the value of their what they save to top up. So that's the other important part of the context. The third part of the context, of course, is that auto-enrolment itself goes with that wonderful human nature that we all have when it comes to pensions. Our eyes glaze over, no one follows the gist, and they all know it's an important thing to do, but up till now, they've never had to have that decision forced where they either, where the default is to stay in. And so it goes with the grain of human nature, it seems to me. And I personally am astonished at how the retention rate, at a time when we all know how stretched family budgets are, is exceeding expectations. So when we looked at it on the select committee, we thought that a plausible rate of people who would stay in pension saving after being automatically enrolled was about 60 to 70%, that would represent a good outcome. What we're seeing in this first year is that where more than 1.6 million people have been automatically enrolled, and just over a million of those are probably people who had not been ever saving anything in the past. As you say, 91% of them, Leonora, are staying in and continuing to save. So that is exceeding expectations. In terms of the future rollout, I know other speakers will be talking about the impact on small businesses and so on and so forth, but I do think that the early stages of this revolution are very promising. I think we've got to get a few messages across. One is that fees, I think, and competition are still terribly important, so I'm pleased to see that today's event has been sponsored by someone who I assume is trying to get into this space, because I actually think the more people are prepared to get into this space, the better it will be for keeping fees down. Secondly, that we've got to make sure that people have invested in the right sort of investments where they see a good return. Obviously a 22-year-old is going to be very different from a 52-year-old. And so that people will begin to see, as they do in Australia, you know, they'll be able to go down the pub and say, well, look what's in my pension account. And so that whole culture has got to change. It's going to, I think, also be an important message in terms of the long-term future, and I'm sure Nigel will be saying more on this, that 8%